going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're here at Hooters in Metairie. Craveable food and wings, cold beer, and $5 margaritas. Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes, NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, and the great Deuce McAllister also joining us.
Yeah, before we went to the break, Deuce, right quick.
Let me hear the story, Bobby. Come on, let me hear
it. So here, Steve Trapillo, and we always end like the offspring. You know, like Arnhead's son, Cameron Hayward. Is Arnhead's son, who's going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer with the Steelers. We're now Steve Trapillo's son, just got drafted by the Chicago Bears. They both went to Boston College. I never forget, Steve Trapillo started off at right guard for us with the Saints, and he was a rookie. And he's in the huddle, and I'm calling the play, and he kept jumping off sides. And Coach Morris, like, chewing him out. He goes, I can't understand what Hebert. They don't pronounce the I's like Pac the Cod the Ba, Mark. He said, I can't understand what Abe is saying. I go, Trap, why all nine other players understand what I'm saying? I said, you're so nervous because you're a rookie and you're freaking out. That's why you're jumping off sides. So I said, okay, I don't pronounce my THs. You know, come with me or both of them or three or whatever. I said, you don't pronounce your R's. So we both got an accent. So I didn't let him get away with that. I said, no, you're a rookie. Listen, if you're going to start, we got to count on you. Because he was a big son of a gun like his son. Like 6'5", 6'6", 330, and could run block. He was a mauler. I never get Dalton Hillier to tell you, boy, you run behind Trapillo. And now, boy, looking at his son.
His son's bigger than him.
Bigger than him. His son, he's like 6'8", 6'9", big like the Minnesota Gopher lineman tackle. I mean, that's really, you know, when you look at basketball, that's not a giant. Because you got to be almost that height, and you have to have a skill set. But when you're playing football at the highest level, and you're 6'8", 6'9", you know, I don't think they've ever had a 7-foot football player when you think about it.
You don't want to be 7.
No, that's what I'm saying.
List me at 6'11".
Yeah.
6'10".
Yeah, I don't want to be 7 foot. Uh-huh. But think about 6'8", 6'9". That is literally like a giant. That's the guys you want coming off the bus. You know, like just when you're in high school, like, man, look who we're having to play. You know, you go on the road and you see a big guy like that. But, loyal to Boston College.
The tallest guy, and this goes back in the 70s, Morris Stroud. The tight end for Kansas City. Hank Stram picked him, and Hank said he was closer to 7 foot.
Oh, wow.
They list him at 6'10".
Okay, to make it look good, yeah. And
they put him underneath the goalpost to block it. The Baltimore Ravens have just selected Mike Green, who left the FBS in sacks last year. But there were two
out of Marshall.
And he was the Sun Belt Conference Defensive Player of the Year, Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year.
If he doesn't get in trouble, he's a mid-first rounder, Mike. I looked at a number of mock drafts, so that's a steal for the Ravens. If he don't get in trouble, that is a steal. He'll produce for the Ravens.
And I thought of all the edge rushers, he was the best technician.
Oh.
He knew how to get off of a block better than any of the guys that have been picked. But
and the Ravens always get it right. Like the rich get richer. What did the Ravens do in the first round? Didn't they get it right there, too? I'm trying to slip it out. Tell me right quick. Who did the Ravens?
Malachi.
Stark. Why? He's going to be a stud, too.
Two more pieces to that defense.
Yes, it's like
that's all they need.
It's like with the Ravens, like right now, if the Ravens wouldn't make the playoffs, you'd be shocked. Because you look at them, oh, they, you know, Lamar, can he get over the hump, win a Super Bowl? You know, can you beat the Chiefs and all that? But you know, they're always in the hunt. They're always in that number.
Mike
you know,
Green from Marshall, the edge, going to the Baltimore Ravens, pick number 59. The Denver Broncos are currently on the clock. Actually, the pick is in right there. We're going to go to our news break. Stick around on thetrainsouth.com, WWL Draft Fest coverage here at the Hooters in Metairie. That's 4748 Vets. We'll be back with more right after this on WWL Saints Radio. We're back here at the Hooters in Metairie for our WWL Draft Fest coverage brought to you by trainsouth.com. And we just had Ole Miss corner back. Trey Amos coming off the board to the Washington Commanders. It's the Chicago Bears on the clock right now. Guys,
boy, and you look at Trey Amos. That was some Mike Ball. If he could have slid 10 more maybe slots for the Saints.
A Louisiana guy.
Yeah, like the 71 to the 61.
He started at University of Louisiana. He was a raging Cajun. Then he goes to Alabama for a year. Last year, Deuce, he goes to your old team in Ole Miss. And, boy, did he produce there. And they showed it on TV. He's in Bro Bridge, Louisiana. How about that?
Yeah. Bro, home of, you know, Hall of Fame. Super Bowl quarterback, Jake DeLong.
That's right.
See him every year, man. He's such a class, good guy. He does commentary color for the Panthers.
Carolina,
More into horses than anything else.
He's a professional
horse.
Professional horse breeder.
Yep.
Commanders, you have Lattimore. And I think last year they also picked up a cornerback, if I remember correctly. I think they have a cornerback, but that was one of the that was why they traded.
For Lattimore.
For Lattimore.
Yeah, exactly.
To try to get some cornerback.
To address that,
So you get another piece there with Trey Amos, and he's a guy that can be physical for you. Probably a little disappointed. Probably thought he should have been late first round, but he still goes in the second round. You're in a good situation when you go into to Washington.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Jaden Daniels, how they loaded up.
Well, they were wanting to look right there to go to the Super Bowl, represent the NFC, right and nipping on the Eagles' heel.
Yeah, and so for Trey, like you said, started right there at UL and then goes to Alabama, ends up in Oxford, and you know he's played his way into the NFL, and pretty good situation that he goes to.
High school quarterback, too.
High school quarterback.
Played a little high school quarterback, just like Treyton Harris did at Como High School, and he had a receiver by the name of Malik Nabers.
Well, I bet he could run.
So, you know. Hey, listen, it is what it is. But, boy, talk about Louisiana guys. Huh? Look at all those guys from the state. And, you know, we just like a little drop of the dime in the United States. But look at all the players. Louisiana, Mississippi produces to the National Football League. Unbelievable.
The pick before Trey Amos, guys, running back R.J. Harvey ended up going to the Denver Broncos. So Sean Payton picking and scooping up a running back right there.
Good all-around running back, Steve. Not the fastest guy, but, boy, he's got great vision, ability to pull away from people. He's strong in the lower body, catches the ball pretty well coming out of the backfield. And so he's that all-purpose type back that Payton really likes. That can do a lot of different things, not only as a runner, but also as a receiver coming out of the backfield.
We just got three more selections to go in round two, gentlemen. We'll be wrapped up with that. The pick is in for the Chicago Bears. We'll see where we go there. I'm seeing here on my draft tracker, at least, they're saying best fit, Siobhan Revelle, Darius Alexander, or Deion Walker in this pick.
Mike, what do you think right here with the Bears? You know, look at what they've addressed. And,
well, one thing is they got Ben Johnson, every toy in the world, and then they got Tropilla on offense, too. They got to go defense somewhere along the line.
At some point, you better get some defense. I mean, D.A. doesn't have any help.
Right.
So far, you got a lot of toys offensively.
You know, one guy that hasn't been picked yet, but Jack Sawyer.
From Ohio State.
The
edge guy, yeah. He was the one, you remember when he...
But does he fit that defense?
Well, you know, he reminds me a little bit of Trey Hendrickson. He reminds me a little bit of Trey. And how he's built, how he plays the game. That there's a lot of similarities physically.
Well, what was the big play he made? He scooped and scored or something?
Scored, yeah, he read.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, look at that.
And he was a tight end in high school. That's how they recruited him to Ohio State.
And he was one, he's so well-spoken, he was the one they'd all, like, always interview. Boy, it seemed like the good old American boy. You know, when you just see him out there, Mike, how they had him?
And he was the guy that...
Yes, sir. No, sir. You know,
that sort of broke up the fight at the end between Ohio State and Michigan.
Right.
One dude to break that fight up, you got to be a bad dude.
Right.
And they got a lot of respect for Jack Sawyer.
Well, and he called his coach out for it.
Yeah, he did. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the Bears' third second-round pick. Three number twos. Wow.
So, Mike, right now, I don't know, just off the top of my head, it seems like, you know, when you give grades to all the teams, I don't know, the Bears seem like they got an A right now. I mean,
the other thing, too, is they have not addressed the running back position. Would Caleb Johnson be a pick here?
Okay, it looks like the pick is in, Mike. We're going to see. Who are the Bears? Who are they going to address? Because, boy, high expectations for the Bears to try and keep pace in the NFC North. And I said, they might be the 25 version of the 24 Commanders.
I love seeing all the Packers fans here booing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They hate them. Come on.
No love lost there.
Especially three times in one round. It's the third time the Bears have picked.
What school did he go to?
Texas A&M, Shamir Turner. Man, Texas A&M, look, all the guys that came out of there, started there.
And they have two Shamirs.
Stewart and Turner.
Yeah, Shamir.
He's a guy that if you press the right buttons on him, he's going to play. But you got to be able to press the right buttons with him. So they gave Dennis Allen a big man, finally. Gave him a big man.
Big man, but he's from A&M. He's an A&M guy.
That's right.
There you go. That's the connection.
Exactly. And so
Giga Maggies.
Looked like he could play the nose as well as the three slid inside to a one technique. But, I mean, he's a guy that can get after the quarterback. And if I remember correctly, I think both of those guys were five stars.
Both. And so was Walter Nolan.
Yeah, and Walter was the other one.
Yeah.
That was the best defensive line that money could buy, and then
it kind of shipped it out.
Well, it shipped it out, but Jimbo ends up getting fired because of them.
And Jimbo got better NIL money than
any
of them.
Correct.
Deuce, like right now, looking at defensively, we're trying to stop the run. Okay, now D-line got a hold their zone. They can't get knocked back into the trenches. Who's spelling Godshaw when he's not in the game? He's not going to play every defensive rep.
Me and you?
Do you think we have that guy? I don't think we have that guy yet.
Last year, you drafted he got a redshirt year.
The one from Northern Iowa? What was his name?
Christian Boyd.
That's what they count on? Because
I'm just saying. Body size.
See, because I don't think Colin Sanders or Nate Shepard's that guy.
Bink has the body.
But they get knocked off the ball. I'm talking about a guy that can occupy two guys blocking and let the linebacker
score. Christian Boyd, 6'2", 320.
Yeah, that's who they got to count on. Yeah.
As we head to break, guys, the Kansas City Chiefs taking Omar Norman Lott, the defensive lineman out of Tennessee, the Philadelphia Eagles on the clock to wrap up round two. We're taking a break here on our TrainSouth.com Draft Fest coverage on WWL. Join us at Hooters in Metairie on Vets. See you there. Right back after this on
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
WWL. Welcome back into our Draft Fest coverage. Team WWL over at the Hooters in Metairie. Come stop by on Veterans Boulevard here. We're at the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest as we get ready for two picks coming up in round three. The Philadelphia Eagles have made the final selection of round two. And so, gentlemen, we have completed another round in the 2025 draft.
Yeah, Mike, who's available right now? The Saints are like five or six picks away. Who do you think on the board right now? Like, give a handful of players maybe.
Okay, I'm going to say the Eagles again draft an SEC player, Andrew Mukuba, who started at Clemson and transferred, get that NIL money, went to Texas, was one heck of a player there. And you think about their safety position. I know Steve's a big Eagles fan. That's one area of major need for them. Man, Makuba is a super smart guy. I mean, he ran that defense.
And I guarantee you, Vic Fangio knows that.
Exactly.
He goes, oh, I like him. Let's pick him at safety.
Guys available, Landon Jackson, the defensive end from Arkansas. Xavier Watts, the safety from Notre Dame.
Who actually gave Will Campbell trouble when Arkansas played LSU.
He gave him a battle. Darius Alexander from Toledo, a defensive lineman I really like. Jack Sawyer, who we talked a little bit about
Ohio
from
State.
Ohio State. Princely, Umanyera from Ole Miss, another defensive end. And a guy that one of the Saints coaching staffs knows a lot about, Noah Williams, the cornerback from University of California. And their linebackers coach is from where?
Cal Berkeley. He was the defensive coordinator now, and then he comes to the Saints. And
so Noah Williams, when you see him, he is a big, tall, lanky corner with length. So those are some of the names to keep in mind. Also, too, Jalen Milroe, Shadir Sanders, still there.
Round three.
Yeah, round three. And now, I didn't surprise about Milroe. Shador, definitely, because I think the NFL humbles you. Now, I think when you
also, too, let me throw this name out. Jared Wilson, the center guard from Georgia.
Okay.
And he is a really good football player for them. And so, but man, Noah Williams is a name to kind of keep in mind because of his connection to a Saints, you know, assistant coach who coached him those years at University of Cal.
Well, I have this a group question for Deuce, all of us. Now, look.
You're asking yourself a question?
No, I'm asking. No.
You normally say we can chime in.
You said a group question.
No, because y'all can all chime in on this. Because this concerns me and the Who Dat Nation, and I'm the founding father of the Who Dat Nation, so we can
concerned
about
I got you,
Bobby.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, last year at this time, were we worried about cornerbacks? No, but hell no. We had Lattimore, Paulson, and Debo, Alante Taylor. We get Kool-Aid McKinstry. Right now, I'm worried about cornerback. So what I'm saying, do we go cornerback 71st pick or 93rd pick? Are they bringing a veteran? What are we going to do?
Bobby,
that worries me.
So here's where I'm at.
Okay.
If your cornerback wasn't pick number 40, I'm not crazy about picking a cornerback here in the third round or later. I would prefer, and this is me personally.
Like free agent?
Free agent or trading for a veteran cornerback.
Don't you think they might do both?
I think they may do both. I mean, they still may have a guy that they like as far as cornerback.
Because it's not a top cornerback class this year.
Well, I'm thinking about coming in and playing immediately as far as having to start.
Contribute.
Well, I'm fine with contribution. You can come in and contribute, but I'm expecting you to lock down one of the outside two spots.
Right.
Is that what you're asking them to do?
Well, you almost need like three corners, a guy on the slot, two outside guys.
But is that what you want a third rounder to come in and do?
Well, that's a lot of responsibility.
And
you know what's the problem? Let's say we have three studs.
What?
God forbid somebody gets hurt.
Well, they're going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, it may not be for a full game. It may be only for a series or two, but it's going to happen.
Well, we better have a pass rush.
Well, you're going to need one of those anyway, and you know that. Yeah. But so I would prefer, if you're going to get a guy here, I can play him in situations.
Okay.
I don't have to play him 70 snaps.
Right. Situational football, obvious passing down, special teams.
Well, you got to play on teams.
If you're
my fourth corner.
Yeah.
How are you making it seem?
Yeah, so Coach Galliano's going to have a big input. What do you think about him on special teams? And I like him.
Yeah, he better have been a returner. Better have covered kicks, punts.
Gunner, whatever it might be.
I mean, because that's what you're going to be primarily doing. But I am not crazy. I mean, it's not my decision. It's not my choice.
Right.
But me personally, I am not crazy about throwing
a young guy
into that fire.
You'd want more if they could somehow bring into camp, OTAs, mini camp, whatever, training camp, a veteran, a free agent who's played in the NFL.
He's got some skins on the wall.
And he's not going to be overwhelmed.
Correct.
Got the Kansas City Chiefs making that selection and an edge off the board from Louisville, Ashton Gilliard.
Yeah, he's a guy that...
Gagliotti, what, he's from Louisiana?
No. Look how he spells
it. Not spelled the same way.
But the way Steve said that, I thought Gagliotti's from down the bay.
Gagliotti.
As soon as I seen the name spelled, I knew he wasn't from La Rosa, Lockport, or Matthews.
Hey, if it had been Gagliotti down the bay, they'd had a U in that name.
Exactly. It'd have been the second letter in the deal. But, man, Ashton's a super quick guy. Gave a lot of pressure coming off the edge. And you look at the Chiefs. And I think they saw that game against, Philly and was like, man, did we get any pressure on Jalen Hurts? The answer is no. None.
When they were able to double Chris Jones, what do you got?
You got nothing else. Nothing else.
You had some good pressure from your former, first rounder from Purdue. Can't think of his name, but I mean, it wasn't.
Kofalatis.
Kofalatis, but I mean, it wasn't consistent.
We're in a third round.
And let me
see. The second round went 2.5 hours. Now the picks are 5 minutes apart. Already the Browns pick is in.
That was a long second round, huh?
Hawks, oh, my gosh. Like,
where you got to go?
No, Hawks.
I'm talking to Hawks. Where you got to go?
Nowhere.
You with us tonight.
It just felt like it was long.
Yeah, it was long, but where you got to go?
It just felt long. I got nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go either.
Hawks.
My wife don't even know I'm here.
Hawks. You on a double date with Duke tonight.
Dear God.
So you
give me a shot at the kill, please.
Yeah, we're going to tag team you.
Bobby, get him some more wings.
We're going to tag team Hoss.
The first pick in round three was the guy we talked about, Darius Alexander from Toledo. Man, he was a guy a little overage. He's the 25-year-old. He kind of bounced around. But, boy, you talk about a playmaker. Darius Alexander went to the Senior Bowl, and he kicked everybody's rear end from one end to the other and goes to New York. And is there a better front seven than what the Giants have?
No.
I don't know about quarterback in some of the other spots.
They're going to play hard. I mean, Mike, that was one thing we called a game last year. The Giants up front, I mean, and they had a bunch of guys that were down really as far as hurt. And it was like, man, they don't want to quit.
Week 14, there was no reason for them to hang around.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was like a bunch of guys that, hey, this will be easy up front. We thought we would run all over them, and it was like, man, this is a tough game.
And, Mike, this is an opportunity now. To me, not that he hasn't shown highlights now and then, but Thibodeau has to produce. Now you got Abdul Carter opposite of him. Thibodeau, to me, needs to produce more with the Giants.
Thing is, look how the money they played Burns.
Yeah, well, Brian Burns,
they paid a ton of money.
But look inside as well. I mean, you're getting one-on-ones already.
Right.
And so, I don't know if the clock is going off.
All I know as a quarterback when you're playing those, I remember playing Jerome Brown and Reggie White and Clyde Simmons. All I know I had in my head.
Football better be gone.
Deuce, it's like 1,001, 1,000. It's a second and a half. No. It ain't no 2 or 3 seconds.
It better not be.
1,001, throw it somewhere. I'd be, come on, Eric Martin.
The lineman coming back there picking you up. I'm sorry, Bob.
No, it'd be like, come on, get over on a slant or a fade or something.
Bob, tell them what Reggie White told you when he hit you that time.
I remember he hit me so hard, Deuce, one time, and my eyes were crossed. I'm on the ground and I was all blurry. He sticks out his hand. Usually they talking smack to you like, I'm gonna be here all night and I'm gonna kick in your butt and they're cussing at you. Reggie White sticks out his hand and is coming to pick me up. I'm kind of looking at him. I don't know if I'm dreaming. I'm looking at him and he's telling me, he's witnessing to me, Jesus loves you. And he's going to pick me up.
He just
and all of a sudden, like, he's picking me off the ground. I go, man, I'm thinking to myself, if he was really mad, I think he could kill me. I said, hey, here he is. He's witnessing to me and telling me that Jesus loves you. And he just knocked the crap out of me. I was like, damn. I go, he ain't even mad.
Another tight end, man. Mad. Boy, tight end heavy.
Another tight end in the Cleveland Browns.
That's good value.
Well, that's great value for him. But the Cleveland Browns and Bowling Green, he goes to Cleveland. Still don't pick a quarterback. So what did
they
tell
passed
you?
on the two.
Man, they love Joe Flacco that much. He took him in the 12. Yeah, but I mean,
Harold Fannin Jr. going to the Cleveland Browns here instead of a QB.
Man, he was the MAC Offensive Player of the Year. He put up some huge numbers at Bowling Green. He's a pass catching tight end. Yeah. Now he might get in the way as far as the block is concerned, but he ain't throwing a whole bunch of them. But man, can he catch the football? And he is a threat after the catch. He's got
Mike, they had some mock drafts, dudes like him going like maybe early second round. The Bowling Green guy. I mean, that's why I value. But you know what? Right now,
get him in the third round. So it's not bad.
Yeah, and the Browns not taking Shador. I guarantee you, Deion and Shador, they not even watching the draft anymore. They so ticked off. they turn. They not even watching it.
You may not be watching it, but trust me, you got your phone.
Yeah, right. Oh, they are mad.
Raiders pick is in here. Then we've got the New England Patriots, Jacksonville Jaguars, and then the New Orleans Saints back. We'll be back on the clock with pick number 71. So the Fast and Furious coming with these picks right now, and we'll see what the Raiders now end up adding to their draft haul right here.
Do the Raiders go quarterback?
Yeah, but guess who trained Shadir in the offseason? Tom Brady. Guess who's part owner of the Raiders?
Oh, Tom Brady. So would the Raiders go with him right now, or...?
We're about to find out.
You're fixing to find out.
You know what we haven't talked about tonight? Atlanta.
Right.
No second round pick.
They traded all the ammo.
And their next pick is 101 in the third round. And
it is not quarterback.
They went cornerback.
It is Darian Porter. You know Darian Porter only played 1 year of corner? He was a wide receiver, and they swung him to cornerback this year because they had lost
big cornerback.
No, he's a big dude.
Over 6'2", 195, long length. I mean, it got
Iowa
good
State.
Well, and yeah. That's what I was about to say.
They produced some plays.
Well, he moved from wide receiver because who do they have at wide receiver?
Look, the two receivers that they have.
Hey, if you want to play, you better go and try to cover these guys.
Damn, whoever's recruiting Iowa State, they're doing a hell of a job. Getting those players to go to Ames, Iowa, that's in the middle of nowhere. You want to talk about cornfields.
And you think about Pete Carroll and how he built, Seattle and that defense with big corners, big safeties. Darian Porter fits the bill, but, he went to the combine and he was telling everybody, I'm going to run sub 4.3. Well, he ran 4.30.
4.3 flat.
He's long-legged, and that is something to see when you can run that fast and you that sort of long-legged.
Yeah, that's amazing he's last that long because you have those measurables.
But only 1 year.
Yeah, that's why he's still learning the position.
Now, who hasn't been picked too is Ravel.
Oh, from East Carolina.
From East Carolina.
What's
that's
up
a
with that fall?
That's a medical deal
his
because
knee,
of
his
the
knee.
ACL.
Yeah, his knee. See, damn it, you can't get hurt. You got to have luck with injuries. I'm telling you, that's a big part. Not all the time, but, I never forget. Ever told you when I was in Houston one time, I remember he said, they pointed your body, what's that? Was any scar they see you, you're in your underwear and you stand in front of them and you're like a piece of meat. You had the auction. And they point at you. They see a scar anywhere. They go, what's that? Tell me about that. What's this? What's it? They go, your knees. They go, they look at you up and down, and they start poking you. And they say, well, what is that scar for? What is that? And you can't BS them. You got to tell them, this happened in 1979 or whatever.
Yeah, I fell off my bike. Man.
Right. Yeah. So they want to know everything about the medicals. Because
that was then.
Care. Yeah.
And that was then.
Yeah, right.
Think now.
Yeah, yeah. No.
They put you into the tube.
Yeah, right.
And go,
not,
all right.
Not a really, not the project.
Right. Yeah, they put you into the tube. It's all right. Yeah. Tell us.
Now, I see John Cena. The wrestler is part of the announcement for the Patriots pick.
I don't know. He's a big Patriots fan or something?
Yeah, always been a big Patriots fan.
Okay. I know he got his hair was going bald at the top, so he got that transplant. I saw that on. I think I was watching Entertainment Tonight and saw that.
And now he's the world champion again. He beat Rhodes for the title.
Looking here what the New England Patriots can do.
The big receiver from Washington
wide receiver.
State, Kyle Williams. Man, Kyle can run. He's another lengthy receiver who can get up the field. He's 5'11", but he plays much bigger than his size. And his ability to go out and kind of sling his arms out at the last moment to come up with a catch, and then he can run.
Mike, he had, 14 touchdowns last season.
Yep.
Second most in school history. So,
And I know they're throwing it to him. That's the best part. I know they're trying to get it to him, and look what he can do. But, man, in traffic, can he get away from people? And so, and he was at UNLV. That's where he started, and then he transferred to Washington State like a lot of these guys do today.
I just got a text from Coach O. All players drafted from LSU, including Jack Betch, were recruited by my staff. We giving you credit, baby.
You can write it back. We giving him credit.
We giving you credit. No, yeah, he always lets me know. That's why. Hey, listen.
How is the Lions pick?
They made a trade. Yeah, okay. And so they got this.
They traded in a Jacksonville spot.
Yeah, and so they got this back.
They hopped in front of the Saints. Detroit Lions now selection is in, seeing where they go with their fit here.
Yeah, what do you mean? They went ahead. Oh, yeah,
New England picked Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
This would have been Jacksonville, and they just hopped in front.
So right after this, the New Orleans Saints will be on the clock.
And Terrion Arnold, who was the first-round pick a year ago, is making this selection for the Detroit Lions. And, boy, they got ravaged by injuries on the defensive side. Good.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there was numerous starters. You got Anzalone back a little bit, but they had numerous starters that were beat up.
Part of the 17 class.
Yeah.
For the Saints.
And it's Isaac.
So back-to-back wide receivers.
Well, look at that name.
Yeah.
T-E. Okay, capital T, small e. Big S.
Tesla.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Tesla.
Make it easy. Make it easy on yourself. Don't make it hard.
Double A, but that's not like a Tesla you drive.
Don't care. Tesla.
Tesla. Sounds right.
And he started at Hillsdale College, a little small college in Double A ball, and goes to Arkansas. Man, he's a big receiver.
6'4". Well, he's a big receiver, but to think the production, you don't see it.
No.
Because he's a guy that, I mean, when you look at his numbers, almost like combine numbers. But when you look at it, like, man.
Who's throwing him the ball?
Well, who's throwing the ball? But also, why didn't you have more production with the numbers that he puts up? I mean, because he's almost like the cornerback that we talked about, Bobby, where that's running 4.3 type.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
like, what?
Like 6.4, 6.5, though, correct.
Looking at some of the best fits here, according to CBS Sports NFL Draft Tracker, we got Siobhan Revelle, Deion Walker, or Azarea Thomas, cornerback out of FSU, possibly for the Saints.
We've talked about everyone, along with Noel Williams from Cal. So, man, if you want to pick corner here, there are some guys that you can pick up.
Yeah, like you said, Mike, Noel Williams, the cornerback from Cal. How about Savion Jones right here? I think T.J. Sanders got picked already from South Carolina, right?
T.J. Sanders got selected.
So looking at that, I'm kind of on board with that because who you know, that Cal guy.
Defensive tackle.
Coach, defensive tackle?
Yeah.
Oh, so we need that. We need to stop the run. So the dude's got some scoop here. Defensive tackle, looks like.
Pick is in for the Saints.
So defensive tackle, we got to stop the run.
You were fussing about it a while ago. Me and you don't have to go play D tackle now.
We gave you one before last against the run. I know
Bobby
that's never good.
He lost too much weight. He can't play defensive tackle.
I'm an edge guy now.
Alfred Collins?
No, Alfred got picked already.
No.
Alfred got picked there.
Come on, Deuce. Why are you keeping us guessing?
Well, I mean, it'll be on the board right there.
Okay, I got you. Okay, be patient. I got you.
I don't like being patient.
And so where did we just get your passing game coordinator from? Just like you guys talked about the
Texas?
Cal coach. He's a Texas kid. He played under.
Under Bo Davis.
So Deuce is giving some hints.
Played under Bo Davis at Texas.
At Texas. And he's still Mike's just guessing and looking at the paper. And he just don't want to let it go.
You're talking about
Vernon. Correct.
That's it, Mike.
Mike is still looking.
So defensive tackle Vernon Broughton from Texas.
No, I knew what I was thinking of. I was trying to think of the pass game coordinator.
Terry Joseph.
I was thinking I had a great uncle, Uncle Vernon. I don't know. I was thinking.
I grew up in Vernon, New Jersey.
Yeah, he was the president of Nichols State.
He's a Galliano.
Vernon Galliano. Like the special teams coach.
But, again, that's the connection. Bo Davis coached him at the University of Texas. And so, and this team needs people that can play inside.
Yes.
That inability to stop the run.
We can't be giving up 5 yards a run. Hello.
If you listen to our interview with Coach Staley yesterday.
He
sat and told you, I want to build it inside out.
Yep.
I want to build it inside out.
What he was saying to Coach Staley when y'all had him on, he's saying, well, before you can rush the passer, you got to stop the run.
And the other thing that he talked about was even the personnel that I have now, I may not be able to run a lot of 3-4.
Right.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
But how this is a passing league, you're going to be a nickel anyway.
Right.
But you got to still be able to stop the run.
Yep.
Yeah,
so my package to stop the run may be 3-4 based. It may be what Iowa doesn't run the
it's not
a traditional three technique.
No, it's not.
It's a tight. Oh, what is it?
I can't think of the exact name.
It's either a tight four or but it's inside, so they line up a little different. And so I don't want to call it weird, but it's almost a weird look.
Okay.
And so you better have some big guys that can anchor, but it frees up your linebackers
so they can flow. And make the plays.
They can make plays.
Well, the thing is, we can't be. I don't care what scheme you're doing. It can't be second and five. It's like no, because then you're not in control. Or even second and six. It got to be more at the worst. I mean, like we would love it to be second and eight or second and nine, and then you know it's more likely it's a passing down. But when they get in 4 or 5 yards of pop, I mean, come on. Until you stop the run, they're going to keep running at you.
They're showing Quinn Ewers on TV from Texas.
Man, he's another one, though. Yep. Man, he's free fall, too.
Don't think it's going back-to-back QBs.
And he was a five-star.
He was the number one rated player in the country.
Kind of like Spencer Rattler, right, Mike?
Exactly.
Mr. Ramczyk back out on the stage at the NFL draft.
Yeah, who would have said? Right here, Ramczyk making the call.
With pick number 71 in the 2025 NFL draft.
That black and gold looks good in Green Bay.
And it is Vernon Broughton from Texas.
6'5".
Yeah, he's a 6'5", 315-pound guy. He teamed up with Alfred Collins inside for Texas. And they were bad to the bone. He wasn't running a lot of stuff on Texas in between the tackles. Now, you could get a little bit of edge on them, but even from the interior, you know, he got 4 sacks. And for an inside guy.
That's a lot.
That's a pretty good shot.
Listen, we need him to stop the run, but that's Lanyap. If he gets 4 sacks, he's doing his damn job. That's like when we drafted Cedric Ellis, 7th overall,
yep.
And he ended up having, 6.5 sacks that one season? No, I want him to come in here. He's doing his job. Just stop the run.
Yeah, and I've seen him in, you know, just a couple of clips on the TV. He lined up inside eye, and he lined up outside eye.
He sure did.
He's able to have a little versatility. He's just not a guy that plays the nose over the center. But right there, he lined up inside eye on the guard, and then he lined up outside eye of the guard. I mean, so he can show you that he can move a little bit for you, whether it's inside or outside.
Oh, yeah,
he was a borderline five-star recruit. And some people had him as a 5, some had him as a 4. He ended up being a 4-star recruit. But you know where he almost went to school? LSU.
Whoa.
Coach O was after him hard.
Well, and you know what's crazy about it? And they should, because they got the resources. We've said this for a number of decades. All the 21st century, Sarkisian is doing an outstanding job at University of Texas. Now you got to win a national championship like Mac Brown did, with Vince Young. But Texas, look all the players they're putting in the pros. I mean, Mike.
The big difference between what I see now
it's like
and what
Texas,
I saw
Ohio State
5 years ago, Texas is good up front, offensive, defensive line. And the Buffalo Bills have just selected Landon Jackson from Arkansas. Landon started his college career at LSU. Texas guy.
Love this kid.
And got hurt his freshman year. They had the coaching change. He leaves. He goes to Arkansas. You talk about a dude with a hot motor.
High motor.
It's Landon Jackson.
The thing that probably gets him in trouble a little bit, he probably plays too high.
Exactly.
He plays too high, but, I mean, he is a big, long player. And, you know, there's a video out at one point where he was working the bag drill. I mean, he looks stiff as a board. A couple years later, he comes through that same bag drill, and he's got that technique down.
He looks smooth as silk, dude.
Smooth and silky as all get out. That bag wanted no part of him.
Well, and you know what? And with the Bills, say, man, just rush the passer for us.
Well, but think about it. How much longer can my A&M guy, ACL? Played at Denver forever.
Oh man, right. Then they just let him go.
I don't think they made him restructure.
Yeah, I think it was a restructure.
Oh man, come on, we're having a brain fart.
played Texas A&M, played for Denver,
and then won a Super Bowl. Did he win a Super Bowl there?
Von Miller. Von can only play for so long, and I think the other guy that they have inside, well, we all know, is Houston defensive tackle that is a grown man, Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver.
And so if you can be able to get some of those matchups.
And what about Russo?
Well, you got Russo as well.
Like Tyler Shuck, Vernon, whom the Saints
don't tell me he's from.
He's from Houston, but he also comes with a wife.
Look at the 70.
So both guys are married.
At the 73rd pick, who went to the Jets, that's why I thought the Saints could maybe go that direction at cornerback with the Florida State kid.
Because
they even in some mock drafts, Mike, they had him like a middle, maybe early second round.
Bob, he didn't run great for the scouts,
but he put up always good numbers.
Always was a good player. Now he is grabby. That is the one thing when you watch him, he is grabby with the receiver, and you can't get away with that. They let you do that in college,
but
you can't do that in the pros. You can't. And so that's why his techniques, but man, he's got good smarts to track the ball, very instinctive football player and with the ball in flight. But man, once you get into that habit of being bully and tuggy, that's hard to break.
Look at the end of games. That's what happened to Paulson and Debo, I think, at times.
That's right.
He would get too grabby. Who's the one we got from the Seahawks that was too damn grabby? Remember him? They would call too.
Brandon Brown.
They had to change the rules for him. He was getting like two or three penalties a game.
Him and Richard Sherman. Man, did they grab and pull
people? They had to change the rules.
Pick number 71 in the third round. Saints getting defensive tackle Vernon Broughton out of Texas. They got another pick in the third round coming up. We're going to take a break here at our Draft Fest coverage at the Hooters in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say, hey, we'll be back with more on WWL. Welcome back into TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike D'Antilia, and Mike Hawes. We're having our wall-to-wall coverage of Saints in the NFL Draft. You can join us at the Hooters in Metairie with craveable food and wings, cold beer, and $5 margaritas. Looking at the Saints draft so far in 2025, in the first round yesterday, taking Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle out of Texas. In round two today, getting Louisville quarterback Tyler Shuck with the 40th overall selection. Just moments ago in the third round, Texas defensive lineman Vernon Broughton, now a member of the Black and Gold, waiting on one more pick in round three for the Saints today. Then they'll also have two fourth rounders tomorrow, a sixth rounder, and two sevenths. Looking at some of the current picks that went off the board, we had Azariah Thomas, cornerback out of FSU, going to the New York Jets. Then it was Pat Bryan, wide receiver from Illinois, going to the Denver Broncos. Nick Martin, linebacker from Oklahoma State, landing with the San Francisco 49ers at pick number 75. We got the Cowboys on the clock right now and just waiting for the next Saints pick, which will be...
Yeah, the Cowgirls on the clock. What are the Cowgirls? It's always a great day when I think, they're not over-talking the Cowgirls. Because right now, what are they, third place in the NFC East? Come on, I don't think they surpassed the Eagles, and we're all on the Washington bandwagon. So what, you better than the Giants? Well, what is that saying? It's like the Saints being better than Carolina. Oh, big deal. You know, we got to be better than Atlanta and Tampa Bay. But you look at Dallas right now, they're kind of under the radar, because what are the expectations in Cowgirl country? I mean, come on, nothing. They ain't won nothing over a quarter of a century. They're going on like 30 years. Since they actually won something. Playoffs, you know. It's like, not Super Bowl. I'm talking about just NFC Championship. No, the Cowgirl Nation, they are desperate. Jerry Jones, he don't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know what's going to happen with that team. Oh, look at they taking. I like that player.
Siobhan Revelle Jr. From East Carolina.
East Carolina. That's good value, Mike, where they got him. Because that's potentially like a late first, early second round if he wouldn't have hurt his knee.
And he's no small corner. He's almost 6'2". And again, it was sort of mid to late September when he tore the knee up. He missed the final 9-10 games of the season. You talk about a ball hawk and a guy that times it just right. And, man, again.
Like we always talk about, you might be talking, how did he stay in East Carolina with name, image, and likeness?
That, to me, I'd like to hear that story.
Yeah, because he could start off if every college team. Now, if his knee
not just one.
Yeah,
everyone.
Everyone, yeah, if his knee wouldn't have been hurt. Yeah.
And, and we go back to Vernon Broughton's pick. He sort of looks like and plays like a younger version of Davin Gotcho.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a great thing.
He's a bigger version of Davin, but their similarities are in the style of play. And you would figure, you know, Bo Davis coached him at Texas, so you know all about his makeup, you know, as a player. And so, you know, they're trying to beef up that middle, which for the last couple of years, this team has not stopped to run well at all. No. They've been awful.
And Panthers pick is getting ready to be in. You know what I've noticed in all these draft rooms? They showed the Saints. Now they just showed Jerry Jones in Dallas. Everybody's hugging each other. They all like they discovered some or they want some. They're all hugging each other and high-fiving and all that.
It Princely, Human Mealing from Ole Miss. Started at Florida.
That's great value there. Because he could have been an early second-round pick.
You know a lot about him.
Yeah, I know a lot about him. Guy that can get after the passer. Played hurt a little bit. But once he got that explosion back, like you said, Mike, played at Florida a little bit, but kind of things went sideways. He can get after the quarterback. I can tell you that much.
Now, is run defense play?
That's all. I said get after the quarterback.
Yeah. It's a little shaky.
Yeah. But he's light. He's 240. And 6'5".
Wouldn't you think he would be better if you stood him up?
Well, he's a stand-up. He's a stand-up pass rusher.
In a 3-4 outside linebacker and say, hey, listen, get the guy that the ball's going to go to. Just go sick him.
Well, look, he's going to Carolina. Look at the NFC South. Our offensive tackles better be able to freaking block. You look at now with Atlanta. You look Carolina. You look Tampa Bay coming off the edge. You know, our tackles, you know, you setting that edge. A lot of responsibility in pass protection.
Getting ready for one more pick for the Saints coming up tonight here. Yeah, we'll be right back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest at the Hooters in Metairie right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.